It's time for another episode of the award-winning podcast, The Square and the Round. Boy, just the two things we just talked about, scintillating. I just ate an orange, and you said it's smelling all over the entire
building. I can smell it. I was walking up the stairs, and I was like, who's got the orange? And I come in here, and he just blasts me in the face.
Yeah.
I was like, you got the orange? He said, I got the orange.
I like oranges. That's my favorite fruit, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
They're a little too difficult to eat for me.
Well, that's why I like these. Yeah. These are called, and they're only around probably 6 months of the year. With the grocery store I go to, they're there sometimes and not there for long periods. But they're called Sumo Citrus.
Yeah.
And I love the smell, and I love the taste. And they're incredibly easy to peel. And that's what I have to have.
Great smell, though.
Well, great.
Wonderful smell.
They're seedless also, these.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are, I have a couple every day, and I just had one a minute ago. And I have to peel them so easily. I like them to peel easily because I hate it when I start peeling and the juice goes everywhere.
Yeah.
It stinks.
How big are they? Are they like normal orange
size? Maybe even a little bigger, I'd say.
Okay.
And the top, I think the reason they call them sumo is the top has a little knot on it, so it looks like
a sumo wrestler.
And you just take that knot and peel it back, and it just peels very
easily.
That's
perfect.
I'm a big fan. Now, I wonder, though, am I making people mad because I didn't realize the smells all over the building?
I enjoy the smell of oranges.
I think most people do, don't you think?
It smells a lot better than other stuff in this building.
It's not
building,
like you're cooking a catfish or something down there. Right?
For some reason, people tend to cook seafood downstairs a lot. It just smells up the place.
Now, that's bad.
I like the smell of
the orange. It's a pretty vibrant, pungent smell, but I think everybody likes it.
Yeah.
And you just said that downstairs now we have some Doritos that are the exact flavor of a Burger King cheeseburger.
Yes.
Of a Whopper?
Like just a normal cheeseburger, like a double cheeseburger.
Is that by design? I think so.
It's called the Doritos Late Night Sizzlin' Cheeseburger.
Yeah.
They released it when I was in high school. And I remember tasting it going, it tastes exactly like a Burger King cheeseburger. Discontinued it. Now they just brought it back, and there's a bag downstairs, thank God.
Yeah.
And I tried it. It's the exact same taste. You could taste the flame broiled flavor.
Yeah.
You could taste the pickle.
Really?
Yeah. Let me run down and get them and let you try one.
No, I won't try it. No, 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 no.
Just one.
No, I will not have one. No, I can't do that. No.
You got to die off one chip?
I can't. I won't. I put up a bar. Absolutely not.
Well, if you change your mind mid-podcast, I will happily run down.
I won't.
I could offer you.
I would offer you an orange, but I have to save that for tomorrow.
You can't come off one orange?
No. I file it away.
I have a strict regimen. I must continue to eat as many as I've allotted for myself.
2 to 3 per day, and if I eat that one, I only have one for tomorrow, and then I'll have to stop at the grocery store.
The whole week's messed up.
It's so regimented. My whole thing is very regimented all the time. I heard something about you today that I'm a little surprised by. You don't like the beach.
No, who said that?
Somebody told me that you went to the beach with them recently on our trip. And they dragged you down to the...
Yeah.
And you didn't like...
I'm not a fan of the beach, dude.
I love the beach.
I can't... I'm much more of a mountain person.
Mm.
Much more of a terrain guy. The beach is just so... There's sand everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I hate being sunburned.
Yeah.
It's hot. It's windy. The ocean scares me.
Really?
Yes. There's just so much stuff that I dislike about the beach.
I think the ocean scares a lot of people. I love the beach. If you get under... Well, for me, I get under an umbrella and have, you know, a beer or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And just really enjoy, I do enjoy the beach very much more than the mountains. I'm not a mountain person at all.
See, that's something else that bothers me is I've never found beer relaxing.
No?
No. I don't know what, like, beer, I feel like in order for it to be relaxing, it has to taste good.
Yeah.
Alcohol does not taste good to me.
I don't love it either, except I will do Corona or Modelo with a lime in it, and I like the taste of that. But I need a lot to really, I'm making my wife mad now because I'm not drinking. And that really ticks her off.
Does she want you guys to be on the same page? There?
She's two things about her. She wanted us when we got married, she said she's always dreamed of two things. Sitting down in the morning, having a cup of coffee and reading the paper with her husband.
Yeah.
I don't drink coffee. Newspaper is no longer delivered to the house.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Then she said, and at the end of a tough day on a Thursday or Friday or whatever, sitting down, her having a glass of wine, her husband having a beer.
Yeah.
And I've stopped doing that too. I don't do that.
You won't just give her one time, have a beer?
I mean, occasionally, yes, but maybe. But I just, if I'm going to drink beer, I want to just do it to get drunk, and I'm not. I don't do that much.
Waking up in the morning and at least having like a cup of tea or something with her.
Never do. I'm always gone. I'm out of the house. I'm gone. We never do that. We never sit around and have a drink together. And she romanticizes it as big. It should be coffee because of that flavor and that smell. And, you know, toast and coffee maybe, or maybe probably like a croissant or something, you know, something, or a pastry. And reading the paper. I mean, it does sound
nice.
That's
a great, that sounds like a great morning.
It's an American couple, American family. Why not? Never given it to her once. Not one time. Do not care for coffee or anything like
that. You sit out on the back porch, listen to the birds chirp.
Never do that.
Just have a conversation.
No, never do it. Usually I'm on my computer studying something, always preparing next segment, next this.
The trickling of your water feature in the background.
I like the trickle. I like the water feature. Yeah, you'd think we would do that.
But I'm sorry, the beach. No, I just, of all the places that exist, that's probably the lowest on my list of place I would like to visit.
It's where I'd like to retire.
I'm just not, I don't like swimming.
I do.
I'm self-conscious of my body.
You shouldn't be that.
That's a big
thing. When I go to the beach, we were having this conversation about you, and somebody said you didn't like the beach, which, you know, I get it, but people said you're self-conscious of your body, but let me tell you, when I go to the beach, I see you know, everything.
And the idea of who is really going to pay attention, and who's even going to remember when they leave, you know what I'm saying?
No one.
But at the same time, you think you're the center of the universe.
Well, although I have sat next to people who have said, look at this whale walking, you know. I try not to do that, but people do that. I mean, you're right. I always think to myself, geez, if I knew that person, they're probably the nicest people.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
and
he's
like, look at these two whales coming up the beach. And I always try to refrain from doing that. You know, it's just not, I mean, you know, nobody's perfect. You know,
true.
Except for like Margot Robbie. That's about it. It's perfect, you know.
But she probably thinks she's ugly.
That's probably the way. That's the way people look at things.
Yeah,
that's right. The other thing my wife and I disagree on, and it's interesting. I saw this article about. She always saves stuff, and I always want to throw stuff away. Mm. And I was seeing these are the things. It's called It's the millennial junk. The junk your kids will have to throw out when you die.
Ooh, yes.
And one of them was all the T-shirts you buy at rock concerts that you have, that you save, that you hold on to, and they'll find them one of these days.
Okay.
And throw them out.
That's something I would hold on to.
All right.
If I came across a big stash of old rock concerts, that was something I would probably keep.
Oh, here's one you would. The box of random cords and plugs that you keep in a drawer in case you'll ever need them. Remote controls and cords.
Get them out.
Get rid of them.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I know that. People do have a lot of those, too. They're left over from everywhere. And then the other one, and I throw these away after a while, but are the little bracelets you get for charitable items, you know, the little rubber bracelets.
The thick ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, get rid of those, too.
Yeah, get rid of them. Yeah. Your kids will have to
Live Strong bracelets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big when Lance Armstrong was a decent guy. Went down when he became such a loser.
Exactly. Raised a lot of money for charity and cancer research, though.
It's a nice
thing. Like an insane amount of money.
I thought it was a nice thing
he did. I mean, like, I really think that should overshadow. What did he do that was so bad?
Well, cheated.
But, I mean, don't you think that should overshadow that?
The problem with him was he took steroids, right?
Sure, yeah.
Lance Armstrong.
Who hasn't?
Right. I mean, we can look at each of us
exactly.
And say.
Yeah.
But he took steroids, and what happened was there were, I guess, a lot of other members of all the teams were doing it. But when a guy, like, outed him for doing it, I remember this specifically. He really made that guy look like a fool and, like, tried to get him set up, like, sabotage.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah.
Really went hard in him, like, not only denied it, but went after the guy who said it and made his life miserable for a long time.
Yeah.
I heard he was an awful person.
Okay.
But did raise a lot of money.
He raised a lot of money.
I mean, he raised
a lot
and fought through cancer. Has anybody ever fallen so far as Lance Armstrong?
That's a great question. I can't even think about that.
I mean, from the high of heights,
Will Smith.
Bill Cosby. Will Smith. Do you think he ever acts again? I don't.
I think he will. I think he's got stuff coming. He's got stuff in the works.
I don't think I shouldn't say he will never act again. I don't believe he'll ever have another movie nominated for anything at the Academy Awards. I don't think he'll ever have another huge hit. I think the thing has really hung with him.
Yeah, and I think the time for him to have come out, I don't even know if he's publicly apologized for
it. I haven't seen it.
I think he did once. Oh. But I think the time for him and Chris Rock to kind of get and let that stuff go, that's come and gone.
I do too.
I really do.
Why would Chris Rock let that go?
I don't think he should.
He shouldn't.
I think he has every right to, but at least, you know, them have a conversation about it, whether or not he forgives him.
Yeah.
That's come and gone, man.
Let me see if you agree with this about Will Smith.
Yeah.
I saw Bill Maher say this. He said the entire Will Smith incident is a microcosm of what America is today. Have I told you this?
No.
Okay. Here's what happened. Somebody makes a joke. Okay, it's lighthearted. Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Will Smith laughs at the joke. You remember that? Like,
yes,
he's chuckling along. Looks at his wife, realizes, oh, wait a minute. I shouldn't be laughing at this.
Yeah.
Let me go overreact.
Yeah.
Okay, so he goes and Bill Maher compared it to like cancel culture.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like somebody does something. You think it's funny. Then you realize, oh, wait a minute. Nobody else thinks this is funny.
Yeah.
Let me cancel them entirely.
Yeah.
You know, instead, which is really, I thought it was a good point.
That's a very good point.
I thought it was a fair point.
That's a very good point. Yeah, because most of the things people get outraged about has nothing to do with them personally.
Right. I really don't believe Will Smith was angry until he looked at his wife.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people think that his wife controls him.
That's kind of
all
the whole
deal. They hate
her.
They hate Jada Pinkett Smith.
Well, I mean, she was kind of the reason why the whole thing happened.
Yeah.
You're right.
I agree.
Because Will Smith was laughing, and then he had to stand up for his wife, which I kind of get.
Yeah.
But I'd tell her, like, look, lighten up.
You know, you wanted to do, and we'll get to the top five celebrities we think we could beat up. I considered Chris Rock, because at least,
we've seen him. Yeah.
But I think he played it very,
he
very
really
well.
He really did. I think he made a smart game time decision, because it could have been a lot worse.
If he fought back, I mean, those Oscars would be remembered. They probably would have stopped the Oscars.
Yeah.
If there had been a battle, a literal fist fight between the host or one of the hosts or the presenter and Will Smith, one of the guy who won Best Actor.
After it. And accepted his award afterwards.
Yeah, that was...
That was crazy. Nothing happened.
That's quite a moment for Oscar. Yeah. That's probably the number one moment.
100%, yeah. That was bigger than Marlon Brando sending out the Native American lady to accept the award.
Well, the guy, of course, 50 years ago, the streaker.
Yeah.
And then the wrong movie being called.
Yeah.
That's what you always think of.
Yeah.
So Will Smith, I think Bill Cosby falling, he fell a long way. And Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, nobody, I don't think, maybe certainly in sports history, has been as revered and top of the mountain as Lance Armstrong, to now he is completely just cheater, loser, can't stand him.
It did happen to Tiger Woods.
It did, but he came back.
So that kind of gives, I mean, but Lance Armstrong, he's out of his prime for cycling.
He can't,
you know, come back. He can't really come
unless
back
unless he
do
did
that.
Something really...
Pickleball.
Well,
I bet he gets on the pickleball circuit very
soon. I bet
soon.
He wouldn't doubt it.
Lance Armstrong's going to be the 8-time pickleball champion.
He'd
winner.
Have to do something, not really with sports, like Tiger came back and won the Masters, like in a giving way, like philanthropic way, you know?
What else could he have done?
I know, he did it already.
He did it already.
He could have to write a book, start a foundation, a podcast where he becomes beloved somehow. You know, something. I don't know.
But honest to God, I think at this point, what did that happen? 15 years ago?
Yeah,
10
years
ago? I think it's past the point now. He's probably over
too.
It.
But falling from grace like that. Tiger, what we like to do is build people up and then tear them down.
Yeah, of course.
And then the comeback story also.
Yeah.
Good. That's an interesting topic.
But as far as fall from, you're probably right. I mean, very few people have been that revered.
And then that hated.
Yeah.
The other things your kids will have to throw away, leftover DVDs that you still have.
I wouldn't throw them away.
You would not?
No,
throw them.
I'd keep the DVDs.
Would you?
Yes.
Thinking of that old technology?
I still have DVDs.
Do you?
Yes, I have a lot.
Do you ever watch?
I don't even have a DVD player.
No.
But one day I'm going to get one.
You keep the DVDs.
And I like having them because I have some very rare things that I know you can't find on streaming services.
Really?
You can't even find them on Amazon. So,
really?
Like, I like having those.
A friend of mine still watches DVDs. He likes that technology
better
than the streaming.
I really do. Yeah.
It's a good technology. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know what a pet peeve of mine is when people make fun of technology that is clearly bygone now, like making fun of DVDs or VCRs.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they were great products.
That was an amazing technology and ruled the landscape for a certain period of time.
I mean, of course, times change.
Yeah.
We all know it's streaming now, but don't make fun of it just because it came early. I mean, that was the cutting edge of the time.
I think...
It bothers me.
I think that the technology behind a vinyl record is more impressive than the technology behind an MP3.
Well, and look how vinyl records have come back. You know, people
That still does not make sense to me.
That a needle the can go onto record, grooves of a record.
What is happening?
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, I read the other day the barcode is 50 years old this year.
That's an amazing technology. It's just lines.
Unbelievable.
What happens there?
Do you know? I don't know. Do you know how the guy invented that? He was on the beach. He was a scientist, or you know, technical wizard, obviously. He was on the beach. He thought this is how it should happen, and he drew it on the beach. Like, I could do this with lines. But it's just lines.
You think he got money off that?
I would think. Wouldn't you think? Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Mr. Barcode got
the
money off.
What a good question. It was 50 years ago, 1974.
But is that ever going to go away?
I don't think so.
Like, that's imagine cornering something like so good that that's never going to change.
That technology is amazing because, I mean, I remember the days when I was really young and would go with my mom. And you know, you have to key in every item.
Like the dudes would have to, you'd have to go and do the gun.
Of course.
The price gun.
Well, but I'm, But, and then the woman or whoever behind the counter would have to key it in. And a guy just came up with that on the beach.
Yeah.
You'd never come up with that. You wouldn't be on the beach.
No, exactly.
That's the problem.
So I'd have to carve it into a tree on the mountains or something
it's
like that.
Lines. What's the QR code is the same way.
The QR code is the same way. But I mean, it's the same idea.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
But the barcode, you just scan a laser over it. And
amazing.
It's an unlimited thing because products haven't stopped coming out.
It's amazing.
You know what I mean?
It is amazing. Yeah. Now, that's great technology that has stayed. That's exactly right. You're right.
Yeah.
Here are the other things you throw away. Your kids will throw them away. Big collection of water bottles. We have them.
Get them out.
We have a ton of water bottles.
You need one water bottle.
The box your phone came in.
That's why.
Why do people keep that?
Yes. I have the same problem. I have my last four iPhone boxes still.
For no point.
I don't know why.
My wife saves all boxes in case she wants to send something back.
Yeah.
And once in a while, I've thrown the box away, and she'll say, "Where's that box?" And I'll say, "It's gone." And she'll be really angry about that. Yeah, I had a shoe box recently. We kept it. She made me keep it, and we sent the shoes back. And they took them.
Really?
Surprising. I'd already worn them once.
That's something else that I think people really don't understand when it comes to returns. Mm. There's a lot of places that, for example, there's a grocery store I used to work at. If you have a return, just take it up there. They'll keep it. Go grab what you want and then leave. They won't even check a receipt.
I think that's where we are now.
Yeah.
I guess Amazon and Costco and Walmart led the way. They're like, just bring it back.
Yeah, exactly.
Target, bring it back.
I don't need to see a receipt. I don't need to do all that. Just go get it and leave.
I ordered shoes through tennis shoes through Amazon.
Yeah.
And wore them once. Didn't like the way they felt. But they were scuffed and everything. My wife said, "I'll take them back." I said, "It's impossible. I've already worn them. There's black marks on the bottom of them and everything." She's like, "They'll take them." And she went, took them to Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Like in person. And they took them back and gave us her money back.
That's wild. Dang.
Yeah. That has changed tenfold.
But that's a drop in the bucket.
I know. That's the thing.
What'd you pay for them?
$100.
$100 shoes? Yeah. Okay. $100 loss for Amazon. That's nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
That's right. And that has changed 1,000 times since, 180 degrees.
Yeah.
When I was young, you had to have a receipt. You had to prove.
It was an ordeal.
Certain time.
I got to make time out of my schedule.
Right.
And God, I hope they take it.
Not anymore.
You know.
That you're right. It's because they're so full of money. And $100 is the price, a good price for them to pay to keep my loyalty.
Of course,
To keep me,
know. Yeah, because who else are you going to go to?
Right, exactly.
You know?
And it's not $100 for them. It's probably $20.
Absolutely.
Because the shoes don't cost that much to make. Exactly. Those are good.
Yeah.
I like. And then, of course, exercise equipment and workout gear you got to get rid of that.
Yeah, I don't.
You got to get rid of all of that, of course.
What's the thing you put between your knees and you?
ThighMaster?
Yeah, I don't need that anymore.
Suzanne Summers, she did the
Shout out Suzanne
She's,
Summers.
She made like $200 million.
Is she dead?
She just passed recently,
didn't she?
About less than a year ago, I believe,
She was fine, dude.
In her day.
Gorgeous, yeah.
In her day, she was beautiful. Boy, when she was on Three's Company, God.
Wasn't she on Step by Step?
She was.
I love that show. Yeah, her and Patrick Duffy.
Well, that's a good show.
Yeah.
I watched it. I was young, 31, 32.
Yeah. I was like, that came out when I was a kid.
Yeah. Three's Company.
Yeah.
When she left that show and she said she was like in a contract negotiation because John Ritter was the main star.
Uh-huh.
And Suzanne Summers left the show and she had a big contract dispute. And she said to her husband, like they were going in for like the final meeting, she and her agent. And the husband's like, "Are you sure you're doing the right thing here?" And she said, "Well, they're not going to kill off. They're not going to fire Chrissy." And they did. And she said later, I saw an interview with her when she died. She's like, be careful because they will they'll get rid of you. And they did. And she was a huge part of that show.
She was a big part of that show.
She was the hot woman on the show. And they just brought in another hot woman. You know, they didn't care.
Also, John Ritter, another one gone too soon.
Way too soon.
John Ritter was great.
Great physical comic actor. Excellent. In his day, fantastic. And caught way too soon. He was on that show, Eight Rules for Dating
Teenage
Daughter. Yeah. And, you know, the thing with him was...
It was Eight Simple Rules.
Eight Simple Rules for Dating My Teenager.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
But they, he just had like a stomach ache or something, a little chest pain, and was joking around when they took him to the hospital and died within hours.
I know it's a movie that you don't like, Bad Santa.
Hate it.
He was in it.
I know.
And he died, I believe, during production.
Oh, is that
and
right?
In the movie, there were parts where you could tell that they just...
Oh, really?
Took from different parts of the movie and put him in there.
Oh, really?
Because his dialogue is very just cut short and like snappy and like just very out of character for the character.
Oh, that's too
bad. If you go back and watch it, you could tell like when during production he passed.
Well, he and Billy Bob Thornton are good friends.
Yeah.
He was in Sling Blade. And
amazing.
I think that was like a revived his career. Yeah. You know, because he hadn't done anything since Three's Company, nothing big. And then he was in that.
Sling Blade's amazing. Oh, wow.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Love Sling Blade. Could you fight and beat Billy Bob Thornton?
I wouldn't want to fight Billy Bob Thornton.
No, he was one I would not. And now I'd be interested to see what you say. I loved your idea here.
Yeah.
You said, let's do a top five celebrities we think we could beat up. Mm. And I loved this.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Yes. I've, two fight stories. One, there was a guy named Chad Brady, and we got in a fight next to a creek when I was in about the sixth grade. I'd say he won it. He popped me in the jaw.
Yeah.
I pushed him in the creek, but he popped me in the jaw.
Yeah.
And he was about my size, and I'm not a very tough person. Uh-huh. I'm just not. And then the other one was a guy named Rodney Tyler. Now, you know what he did? This is a few years ago, probably the third or fourth grade. I don't know why. It was one of those things where we're going to fight. We weren't even mad at each other.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Yeah.
So it was just the two of us, and we were supposed to meet in a field, like behind the elementary school where we went. Where we'd play football and stuff, just the two of us. And we walked toward each other and got within a few feet, and he looked over my shoulder and gave like the okay sign to somebody behind me. So I turned around. There's nobody there. I turned back. His fist is in my face.
Oh, wow.
It was a heck of a
dirty move.
Great strategy, though.
Smart move, but dirty.
You know, I've talked to him about it recently, even. I've seen him recently.
Yeah.
And this is 40-some years ago. And, well, first of all, he says he can't remember that, but I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And he said, I would never do anything such a dirty move. And it is dirty, but I always considered it pretty smart.
No, it's very smart move. I mean, you know.
At that age?
All's fair, love and war, right?
Oh,
is that what they say?
He smacked me.
Yeah.
So I'm I'm 0 for 2
okay.
in fights.
Yes.
I'm not a fighter.
Yeah.
But celebrities, I think I could beat up.
Yeah.
What do you have?
And this is in no way, shape, or form a reflection of their character.
Right.
This is just people that I think have... I really just think I could take. My number five is random, but it's Mark Ruffalo.
You think you could beat up
Mark
Ruffalo?
I don't have a problem with Mark Ruffalo,
but
he's just one of those dudes who stands out to me that I really feel like I can probably manhandle him.
I agree with that.
And my list goes from people I'm the least proud of to most proud of the fact that I
can beat him up.
Yeah.
I didn't do it. I thought these are, I go from like the ones I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And by the way, all five on my list, honestly, be a tough fight. I don't know that I could beat anybody up.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I put John Mayer because he's so delicate.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe
man.
Maybe not, though. He's probably in pretty good shape.
That's tough.
Yeah,
dude.
I think he's in too good a shape.
I know. But you got reach. You're tall.
Yeah, but he's probably going to win. I mean, all of these guys, I think they're going to wind up winning.
I don't know. All these dudes, I really feel like I have a legit shot.
I thought about Anderson Cooper, but I think he's...
Oh, yeah,
pretty,
you would
think I could
take
him?
Anderson
I
Cooper.
Didn't put him
that'd
in. He was like
problem.
My honorable mention on Anderson.
Yeah.
But I don't think he would fight. You know, he's too refined. He's too pristine.
But like if the situation arose and I was in a room with this person and you know, words
Mix
started getting exchanged, that would really like my odds.
Yeah.
Number four for me is Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, I think
I would break that dude in half.
I think you could win that fight.
Yeah.
You know, who I bet you, and I didn't put this guy, the guy that just won for Oppenheimer.
Cillian Murphy?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't want to fight him, though.
No.
He seems like a nice guy.
Oh, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't want to fight any of these guys. He's real thin.
Yeah.
Very frail. You think he's younger than me?
But I don't know. He may be a little wiry, though.
Yeah, he's got something.
Weird stamina in him.
Yeah. He's very wiry, but... Yeah. He's thin. I know that. I put Andy Dick that I think I
could beat
up.
Yes. That's an easy dub right there, man.
I think so.
I don't like
he runs scared even more than I do.
Like I think he would be the one to fall on the ground.
I do too.
Like, he would talk a lot of junk
and
first.
Then fall on the
but
ground.
But then fall on the ground as soon as like you were getting ready to go.
Oh, I
after
think so
him.
Too. Yeah. And I am not tough. Boy, I'm thinking back now to when I've ever been challenged in school and like high school and stuff. I would just say, no, I'm not doing this. You know,
true.
I'll
walk away. See, I was the same way. I've never been in a proper fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never been in a proper fight.
Not one.
The only one time I was, I don't even know how old I was. It was a group of us, and we were like getting ready to square off with another group. And one of the kids, I was running my mouth.
Yeah.
Like nonstop. And one of the dudes like took my glasses off and threw them.
Oh.
And by the time I actually got to them,
bad move.
It kind of like run its course.
That's
nothing got to happen.
I don't like
so.
That. That's a man's eyes.
Exactly. Like I can't see.
You might as well be stabbing your eyes.
Just give me a fair shake. But
that's right.
But that was the only really squabble I've ever been in. So,
who'd you put at number three?
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. You could
Ed Sheeran would be easy.
He's he's a little puffy.
He's kind of wimpy. Sings a lot about love. And I mean, that's kind of like, I feel like that takes him down a few notches for toughness.
I love him though. And you do
too. Great songwriter.
Great singer.
As far as a fight, I don't know. He grew up in like drinking in pubs
and
stuff.
There's that. You know what song I love by him that was not a huge hit? Was about like going back home. What's it called?
Oh, Castle on the Hill.
Love that
wonderful
song.
The perfect song for a Jeep commercial.
Yes.
It is amazing.
Probably my favorite song by him, but it's not big a hit.
Yeah.
I love that song. And it's all about how when he was young, he was all drunk.
Getting in fights. Yeah.
Maybe he's tougher than we think he is.
Maybe.
Although if you fought him, I'd have to cheer for him. I hate to say that. I just put you full disclosure.
I like my chances against Ed Sheeran.
I would take out David Schwimmer.
Man.
I'm a Friends fan.
Yeah.
I think I could beat up David Schwimmer. I just think because of that character he plays, he's all like,
He's
I like him.
He's mopey.
Mopey. I wouldn't want to fight him. And I think I feel like he's bigger than like an Ed Sheeran but I'm not sure of that. It's hard to say.
David Schwimmer, I think, is very underrated as an actor.
He's good.
He was in
Band of Brothers.
He played Robert Kardashian.
Yeah, good.
Wonderful job.
Very good.
Killed it.
He is good.
Yeah.
He really is. I like him.
I just think the people like him and like people from side like Jason Alexander, they get pigeonholed.
Agreed. Yeah. Probably so. Anderson's broken out of that a bit.
And Julia Louis-Dreyfus has had a lot of success post-Seinfeld, too.
But,
Schwimmer, Lisa Kudrow,
not much.
Matthew Perry, God rest his soul, didn't really have
some
a lot
movies,
of,
but I always think of him as the character on Friends, and certainly Matt LeBlanc.
He's been trying to chase that Joey train for the rest of his career.
That's right.
Yeah.
Although he's in a show that was on, I want to say Showtime, called I don't know, I don't remember the title. He played himself.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely fantastic.
Really?
It is. It's about a British couple that comes to write a TV show in Hollywood. They wind up hiring Matt LeBlanc to be the star. I think it's called Episodes.
Okay.
And I think you'd really, really like it. It's incredibly funny.
Wasn't he in the movie with the monkey who pitched in the MLB?
Yeah, I think he was. I don't know the name. I've never seen him in any movie, Matt LeBlanc.
That might have been before Friends.
Oh, God, awful. Yeah. Or right during Friends. But this show, Episodes, you'll never do it. But it's two or three seasons, and it's hysterical.
Is it on HBO?
I think it was Showtime, but it might. Now, I don't know, but it is so funny because they come over, they have written a show in England, which is wonderful, and they come over and they want to keep it the exact same, but of course the studio just blows it up, and even though they're promised they can do it the same way, they have to hire a major star, and it's Matt LeBlanc, but it's very, very funny and very, very good.
Okay.
Who's your number two?
This is kind of where it's getting a little bit difficult for me.
Me too.
I like my chances. Mm-hmm. Post Malone.
You think you beat up Post
Malone? I think
Malone?
I could beat up Post Malone.
After his weight loss?
Yes, yes.
Even with the tattoos
even
on the face?
Even before the weight loss.
Even with the tattoos on the face?
Even with the tattoos on his face.
I'd take a guy with the tattoos on his face to win.
No, I don't. That's not intimidating to me.
Oh, boy, to me it is. I wouldn't fight him. I wouldn't fight Jelly Roll. Wouldn't fight Mike Tyson.
I wouldn't fight Jelly Roll. Wouldn't fight Mike Tyson.
Who's that guy fighting Mike Tyson now?
Jake Paul.
Do you think he's going to get killed? I do.
He could.
I do.
I think he has
I do
the
because
potential.
Mike Tyson is a trained fighter.
I agree.
Yeah.
So is Jake Paul. I don't think people give Jake Paul enough credit for his actual boxing talent. I'm not saying he's better than Mike Tyson.
Right.
But I think it's going to be a very contained situation.
I do too.
I don't think it's going to be what we want it to be.
Now, if it was a fight, if they really fought.
Yeah, Mike Tyson would destroy him.
You think so?
Kill him, yes.
That's what I want to see. I want to see him go at it.
That's what we all want to see.
But they're not going to do that.
No,
they're going to have headgear
not.
And puffy gloves and all that. I don't know about that Post Malone. That's
His face tattoos are stupid, though.
Well, they're stupid, but I mean, you got it.
Is there really a smart face tattoo?
I don't think so.
But I like my chances against Post Malone.
Number two for me, DiCaprio. I'll take
That's a good pick.
That's my.
That's a great pick.
That's a real reach.
I think
it's a reach.
I don't think so.
And maybe, hopefully he's lived the. Pampered life.
I
so
think
long
we
now.
Give DiCaprio too much credit.
You do?
I really do. When has he not been a star?
He's been a star for a long
time.
Exactly. He has been a star.
DiCaprio
forever.
Doesn't have to worry about when's my light bill getting paid.
Never.
He doesn't have to worry about that
never.
Stuff.
He's never worried about it.
To do and screw whatever he's wanted to his entire life.
Yeah.
He's never had to struggle.
Never.
Well, I take that back. I don't know him personally. Maybe at the beginning of his life.
Well, I mean, he was in growing pains when he was about 13.
Yeah.
Probably started getting a decent paycheck. By the time he was 21, he's in Titanic and it's over.
He's lived a very controlled, sheltered life.
Yeah, easy life.
A very fortunate life. And I don't think that would translate to a fist fight.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think he'd fight on that.
I agree. Although, you know, his character in Titanic would fight, but I don't think so.
Yeah, that's just a character.
And who's your number one?
Patrick Mahomes.
You think you could beat up Patrick Mahomes? He's an athlete.
I know. I like my chance against Patrick Mahomes in a fight.
Why?
And I know he's a professional athlete.
Why? How?
He's just not tough to me. Great quarterback.
Really?
Amazing quarterback.
Not tough.
He's just not tough to me.
Well, he played a few where he was injured pretty
good.
You're
right. And that's. But when I think it comes to a fist fight,
he won't do it.
I like my chances against Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I'd cheer for you on that one.
Yeah.
I don't like the Chiefs. You can put him out. For me, my number one, and there's no question about it, Richard Simmons.
Ooh.
Take him out. Take him down. I don't care how an athlete guru of weight loss.
You got more and more tough, and then you just went back
Simmons,
to the easiness.
Simmons. I wanted number one to be an absolute cakewalk.
Yeah.
And I think it would be Richard Simmons. If we could get him out of his house long
Richard
enough.
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons. You know, last week, a couple of weeks ago, Richard Simmons tweeted, "I'm dying."
Yeah.
Everyone was upset by it, saying, "What do you mean you're dying?" He goes, "Well, I meant we're all dying." He goes, "Well, come on, I'm not dying. Don't be ridiculous. I'm not dying." That's a great list. You just came up with a great list. That was my favorite one. I loved doing that one.
All right.
I don't know what next week will bring.
We'll see what happens.
That was phenomenal right there. It's a great, what a good square in the round.
I know.
Look at you.
Covered the gamut today.
Brought it in here and did it. I don't know that I can. I don't think you can beat Post Malone or Patrick Mahomes.
I like my chances.
I'd cheer for you on either one of those. I can tell you that. I would not cheer for you against Ed Sheeran. Great list. Great podcast. Boy, went all over the place today.
That's right.
Suzanne Summers to Patrick Mahomes. All over. Have a fantastic week. That's the square and the round.